Hiya, it's the Team Talk Show. I'm Josh Sexton. I'm back from a week's sabbatical. Took some time off from the lads and left them in more than capable hands. And I heard yous were on telly while I was away as well. I'm not really happy about that.
Yeah, Australian TV, mate. Oh, and yeah, they were like, "How is Josh away?" Yeah, we'll get all the good looking lads on the video then. And they came in and did a bit of a sort of, well, not a day in the life, that's probably pushing it, but you know, a few hours in the life of the rap. And it's going out on Opta Sports app. So if there's anyone from Oz listening and they want to have a mooch at that, there you go.
Yeah, get on
good
it.
Good plug, that lad.
Yeah, sound that. That is the voice of Gareth Roberts, of course, also joined by Ian Ryan, who's fresh off an accident in the gym, so he might not be benching any of Brighton's players this weekend.
Sounds like you'll shat me pants.
Lad, you said it.
It's not. Take it down that route.
Benching and a little one came off.
What a start to the show. Yeah, Jurgen Klopp has just held his pre-Brighton press conference, and hopefully he's not released any little shits while he was doing so. But one little nugget of information that he's given us, Ian, is that there's nothing new on Loris Karius. There's been obviously rumours all week and reports all week, sorry, that that he's been after a move to Besiktas. It seems strange, doesn't it, how much the... how much the sort of circumstances around Karius have changed, because it's gone from Klopp's positive reinforcement while he was making the mistakes in pre-season, saying that, you know, he's got faith in him to be his number one. Then obviously we sign Alisson, and you know, all the things that Klopp was saying before, positives are partly because he has to say things like that to, you know, to give his players the G up. But then it seems that it's changed so much from that stage to now, where we're looking to possibly keep hold of Mignolet and offload Karius.
Yeah, I think you're right. There's always an element of having to play the game, isn't there, as a manager? And I remember at one point during the summer, there was Danny Ward chat about potentially being given an opportunity to become number one, and then shortly after, Alisson signed. So you never can kind of take anything with a 100% guarantee, I suppose.